It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, May 7th. I'm Patricia Naft. A Grand Junction man was sentenced to 6 months in prison for illegal mining. Dennis Schneider pled guilty to taking over 400 pounds of amethyst and other minerals from public lands. The Daily Sentinel reports the minerals were valued up to $15,000. Resurfacing and repair work has started on Highway 149 south of Lake City. Hinsdale County officials would also like to see work done on another road that connects to 149, but it's no small project. Stan Winery is a Hinsdale County Commissioner.
County Road 30 is our only paved county road, and it goes to kind of the heart of Hinsdale County on the scenic byway. And it is in desperate need of repairs. It was paved, initially paved back in the mid-70s. So the majority of the asphalt that's there is 30-plus years old, and it's kind of deteriorating very rapidly.
Winery says it would cost about $1 million to repair the road, and the county doesn't have that kind of money. He says that Hinsdale isn't eligible for grant funding for the project, so instead commissioners are considering asking the voters to approve a bond issue to fund the repairs.
Well, we had our county clerk and recorder talk to the Secretary of State to see if we could actually get it on the primary ballots, to see if we could even go to a bond issue. We're looking at it maybe in the fall to see. It's hard to ask the taxpayers to pay for it. We only have 3,200 tax receipts, private property receipts in Hinsdale County. And so to ask 3,200 people to pay $1 million is asking a lot.
A trio of measures aimed at making it easier for more Coloradans to rent and buy homes cleared its first committee at the state capitol last week. As Benta Berkland reports, time is running out for the bills to pass before the legislature adjourns next week.
Housing in Colorado is tight and the rents are high. Democratic Representative Casey Becker of Boulder highlighted a report from the Federal Reserve in Kansas City showing that in the Rocky Mountain region, Colorado has the least affordable housing.
In my city, the average cost of a home surpassed $1 million. Meanwhile, real wage growth hasn't kept pace.
She's one of the sponsors of a bill that would pump $40 million from unclaimed property for this year into rental assistance and to help people afford to purchase a home. But Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan questioned the spending, especially when lawmakers cut funding for a full-day kindergarten bill.
I fully understand the need. Obviously, we have a bill that I'm on coming up, but we also have a severe need for dollars for a lot of other programs that are going on.
John Becker is sponsoring another proposal that would extend tax credits to owners of low-income housing projects. A final bill would give first-time homebuyers income tax deductions for interest in special savings accounts. These bills move forward on the same day talks fell apart on a construction defects proposal. That measure aimed to increase the number of affordable condos in Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Bears, some of them with young cubs, are starting to emerge from hibernation along the Rocky Mountains. As they do, there's a risk they will be euthanized by wildlife rangers. That's happening more frequently than it used to. To learn why, KUNC's Aaron O'Toole spoke with Jerry Apker, a black bear management specialist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
First, let's talk about the bears. The majority of them have emerged from hibernation. What are they doing now?
Well, right now, most bears in Colorado are still in a state of, well, we call it starvation. I mean, they're basically starving because they haven't been eating anything all winter long, and there's not a whole lot of new forage out there. So they're in a continued state of starvation for the first month or so as they emerge from the dens until things start greening up quite a bit. So they're looking around for food first off.
Yeah, that's understandable if they've been sleeping without eating for all that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that's for sure is they come out, more and more people will see them. What should someone do if they encounter a bear?
The first thing is to try and make sure that the bear is aware of your presence. And so make some noise. Don't be afraid that it's going to come charging at you, because that's very, very rare. Black bears are generally shy by nature, and they're going to seek to avoid you. If you have an avenue that you can back out of, then you want to back out of it. And then you also want to leave an avenue of escape for the bear if possible.
All right. I want to turn to some of the numbers now. KUNC requested data from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Over the past 5 years, your agency has tracked the deaths of more than 8,000 bears. Now, the vast majority of those, about 5,700, were by hunters. But bears die for a lot of other reasons. Let's talk about that.
When you have bad forage conditions for bears, either because of drought or because perhaps a late freeze in the spring that harmed the flowers as they were beginning to develop that would eventually produce either the fruit or nuts in the fall, then you have problems with bears not having enough forage either throughout the summer or in the fall months when they go into their sort of feeding frenzy. If you have food failures at those times, then bears are moving around a lot more across the landscape. And we have had more frequent periods of either drought or late fall freezes. And they become vulnerable in the fall to hunter harvest as well as road kills and getting into conflicts with humans. And when there are more conflicts, there are more bears that are going to die. So that combined with increased licenses means that we've been killing a lot more bears in the state, either through hunter harvest or as a result of control methods or accidents with vehicles.
All right, and I just want to be clear, in the last 5 years, 421 bears have been euthanized by your agency because of conflicts with humans. In the 5 years prior to that, another 383 bears were euthanized. I'm curious, what role does all the growth we've seen along the Front Range and into the mountains play in this?
Well, that's anybody's guess, but it certainly has to have played a role. The human population has increased by almost 2.5 times from 30 years ago. Black bear populations probably have been growing, but human populations have been growing too. And on top of that, you have all of the visitors that come here.
So I'd like to know what the average person can do to lower the number of bears that are euthanized.
You know, one of the main things that we find that bears, if they're driven to find food in the fall and they come into conflict with us, and someone complains about it and we have to handle that bear, we have a policy where that bear is going to get marked. We will move it, but that bear is going to get a mark. And if it comes back and it causes problems again, then we have no choice but to euthanize it. Now, we will always euthanize a bear that we determine is a danger to public safety. But the ones that are conflicts where bears are coming into, getting into trash or hummingbird feeders or dog food that's left on the porch, first and foremost is don't put out trash except on the day that the trash company is going to come by and pick it up.
It sounds like it's just about thinking a little more like a bear when it comes to bird feeders and garbage and things like that.
If we think like the bear has to feed and we know that they're going to be looking for food and we take care of keeping it clean around our homes, then we're going to save bears' lives in the long run.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Erin.
Jerry Apker is a black bear management specialist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.